Hello,
Hello.
hello, everybody. Hello. Thank you for the Mary Markov. It was interesting. Not the way he quoted him. Okay.
Not the way what the Maamar Makom was quoted. It
Yes.
does appear that the Kenyan is the mitzvah. No.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Okay. But I'm still on my way, but it's interesting. The Rav Chaim seems to have this chakira. This suppose there was a second thing I sent you. No, I sent it. I didn't send to Rav Chaim.
Reb Chaim, how long ago?
Oh, okay. Let me send it. One second. One second. It could be I photocopied it and didn't send it. No. Sorry. Okay. All right, we sent it. Okay, we'll leave it for tomorrow. No, it was I sent an just sent something. It worked. Did it work?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we'll see. Anyway, he seems to have this chakir. So we're not so crazy. Okay, anyway, I wanted to go jump Dafkaf a little bit with what we were working on. So Rav Elchanan, basically, we were, I don't want to say arguing because we weren't necessarily committing. We were just saying it's not mukra. But we were arguing Rav Elchanan that Rav Elchanan said that he had a raya from the Gemara in Pesachim and a raya from Ara Tesis that the mitzvahs yibum is a kinyan. First you do bia. Bia makes kinyan. And now that you got a kinyan, therefore, you get a mitzvah. So that the kinyan is a prerequisite to the mitzvah. If you don't have a kinyan, you can't get a mitzvah. It's a prerequisite. The kinyan is what causes a mitzvah. So that it's a the chain of events are obviously everything happens with asachas, but there's no time gap. But in lumdus, it's a three-step process. First, you do the bia. The bia gives you a kinyan, and the kinyan gives you the mitzvah. Okay. And we were saying
Or Rabbi said that was, or who says that? Rabbi
that's
just.
Rav Elchanan.
Okay.
Rav Elchanan says that it's mukhlok that way from Taisus, from the Gemara in Pesachim, because otherwise it wouldn't be a Toa of his bar mitzvah, because you need that the mitzvah is the result. So the kinyan, you need a result. Otherwise, be a mitzvah above Aveira. So the fact that the result, the kinyan is the result, makes what's not a problem mitzvah above Aveira. And Rav Yochanan also said that that's the Mashmalos of Taisus, because Taisus quotes the Gemara in Pesachim and says, we see from there that you're Kani. So they said the mitzvah proves your kinyan. Why does mitzvah prove kinyan? Must be because kinyan is the prerequisite for mitzvah. So we said that it could be that the kinyan is not a prerequisite for mitzvah, but just the opposite. The mitzvah is a prerequisite for kinyan, but it happens automatically. So whenever there's a mitzvah, there's also a kinyan. So therefore, there's no raya from Taisus, because Taisus is the fact that it says there's a mitzvah proves there's a kinyan. We don't know which comes first. It's just they're inseparable. And as far as why it's not a mitzvah above Avera, we said because there's a different result. There is a result of Akamah Shein, because we assumed, this is really where we're going to have to get into Daf Chaf, but we assumed, you know, with the Rizbah, we'll see, that even Taisus, in other words, the question is like this. The question is that Taisus Shita is, which we'll see on Daf Chaf, could definitely be is that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah with Ha'ara. Now, when you do Ha'ara, there is no Akamah Shein, logically, because the woman cannot become pregnant from Ha'ara. So we assumed, at least I assumed, that, okay, but what can you do? But the Pasuk said, Beferish, that Yibam is Akamah Shein. So Zetmin the Fun, even though we don't understand why, somehow or another, Ha'ara is Akamah Shein. Maybe Akamah Shein is not only by having a child. Even everyone agrees you don't have to have a child. You know, you don't have to get even the Ritva, we'll see that in Daf Chav, who argues with Taisus, doesn't claim you have to have a child to be kind of Mitzvah Yibum. So you see that Mitzvah Yibum is not really totally, it's different than Pruvu. Pruvu, you need a child. Come in Yibum, you just need a beer. So the Pasuk says, I come ashamed. So I was assuming that Zetman the Fun, that Taisus holds, that there's some kind of mystical Akamah Shein, which you get even by doing Ha'ara. Okay.
Which Tosfos is this, Rabbi, on Daf Chaf?
We'll read it inside. The title is Ato. He doesn't say anything there. It's probably.
Yeah, to be a Shnei.
Paul Taisus on Daf Chaf Amid Bey says that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah with Ha'ara. So I'm just reviewing what we said yesterday, 2 days ago. But we were working with that. We were always assuming like that. The Mekayim the Mitzvah Be'ara, but we were still assuming that even though you Mekayim the Mitzvah Be'ara, and the Ara doesn't have any potential to become pregnant with, because no Zera comes out with Ara. So there's no potential of getting pregnant, but you can't deny that the Mitzvahs are come ashamed. Because the Pasuk says so. Now, therefore, we were saying that you can answer Rav Yochanan.
Where in the Pasuk say the Ha'ara is enough?
The Pasuk doesn't say Ha'ara is enough. Taisus says Ha'ara is enough. Taisus on Chaburi Taisus. Taisus says you're Mekayim the Mitzvah with Ha'ara.
That's based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it.
Yeah, well, the Mishnah.
It's based on the Mishnah.
The Mishnah didn't say it, big Farish. That's where you get the Machlekes, Taifas, and the Ritvas. We'll see. We'll get it all complicated. But Taifas...
The Ha'ara is Kona?
The Mishnah says Ha'ara is Kona. The Taifas says you became the Mitzvah with Ha'ara.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, the Taifas jumps from one to the next. The Ritva apparently doesn't... They're not clear. He makes that jump. But Taifas clearly says, and this is definitely the Pashtus in Yevamis, that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Be'ara. That's the Pashtus. So yesterday,
isn't there a drusha for Ha'ara by Yibam?
There's a drusha.
Daftan Hamid Bees, there's some drusha there.
It could be. That's so. Yesterday, we were assuming, I was assuming, that even though the Ha'ara cannot have a child, but obviously it has Akamah Shein, because the Pasuk says that the side of Yibam is Hakam Hashem. That's the Psukim.
Okay, so that you can say that you need a ma'aseh that could bring to it. Ha'ara is not a ma'aseh that could bring to it.
But so then what do you do with the psukim? The psukim say that the mitzvah of Yibum is to do a kamashem. And Taisa says that you mekayim mitzvah Yibum with Ha'ara. So how do those two facts coexist?
Doesn't Tosos on Chaf Amud Aleph say that you're not actually doing a bia that's gonna do a kamas shame? Like he has that. He says like a bia Rishona can't get a kamas shame, or then he says you don't need a kamas shame. Just that your roy theory
at the sofia
at the end of the day, you're not actually doing a kamas shame yet.
We said that somehow or another that gives you.
Who says it gives you a kama shame? Maybe it's not a kama shame yet, but you don't need to have. But that's not relevant.
In other words, I was saying yesterday that the mitzvah yibum is a mitzvah bein adam lechaveiro. You're doing a chesed to your dead brother. Now, if you're mekayim the mitzvah behara, that means that somehow or another this ha'ara gives the chesed to your dead brother.
It gives some dimension of it. What's not all of dimension? It. It gives some he's a dimension.
That's all we need. So
that dimension is the fact that she's not an unmarried lady anymore.
What?
Maybe that dimension is that she's not like an unmarried lady who's like stuck in limbo.
Okay.
Like the brother died. Poor woman is an almada, like just floating around.
No. Then you're saying like Rav Chanan said that it causes a kinyan, and the kinyan causes a mitzvah. So I was just saying that you could say something different, that the pasuk is mashma, that it's something about hakamas shame. Shema shame does not sound like because of the kinyan. All right, maybe you argue.
But why is it what Rebbe saying just as big of a chiddush as what Rav Chanan says? Like this is now we're like theorizing about like there's some like mystical benefit that happens that's not related to not that she's married, just that the ha'ara did something. That's still portion of the chesed, even though the as described the pasuk is not.
That seems to be the mashmas in the pasuk.
The pasuk says that you yakum shaved by having a kid. Well, that's the point,
or at least
I mean, if you don't have a kid, it's not gonna, you know, he will be yimach shmo
b'yisrael. But the pasuk says that the yibum. I don't have the psukim here with me. I get a chumash. That the pasuk said, "Hakamas shame." A chumash. Where I got it? My office is all stopped. And they moved all my spine.
Yivam yavo leu lekach lo leish of yibam. The next pasuk. Haya b'chor asher tilev yakum al shem achav ameis lo yimach shmu miyisrael. Then it says, "V'im lo yach po tzeish lekach ases yivim tova." Or then it describes chalitza.
So he doesn't want the Hakim Shem Yisrael, and then yeah, keep on reading.
Then it describes Chalitza. The Karlo Ziknit Yeru Dibri La Amad Amar Lo Chapatzi La Kachta.
Yeah.
The Nigsha Yivim Tori Love La Ini Askin Bechalta Nalom Al Raglo Yerker Befana Vansa Amra.
So he's
low yibne
has
base achim,
but that means if he does yibum, he is yibne base achim, right?
Well, not necessarily. It just means that he's not rejecting the possibility.
If he does yibum, this is kalka yehud. That means if he does yibum,
he chose not to.
He is yibne base achim. That's and the pasuk before also sounds that way. Where is this pasuk, please?
Parakhafei starts, I think, pasuk go hey.
Okay, got it. Okay. So the mashmos is mashma, that if you do yibum, you're making the achiv shame, and yibne beis achiv. All you're doing is ha'ara. The whole mitzvah, according to Taisvis, you're mekayim the mitzvah b'hara. You don't. There's no inyan. There's absolute. According to Taisvis, There's no inyan whatsoever to do more than ha'ara. When you do ha'ara, you're at tzadik gamur. We tell you, you can go home. You're yaitzi. If they were there, there's no point to do more. So,
how do you see? What about v'loy machish mo miyisrael? That's not happening with just ha'ara. Like it's well, mystically, yeah, yeah. Is, like that. That sounds like hard to be this kind without actually having a kid.
That made the fun.
Mechias shame is an actual thing. That's not just like a mystical concept. That means like the point of Mechias shame is
okay, that. Okay, but that pasuk, sir, that's if Ha'ya b'chor asher teve. So that says Ha'ya b'chor asher teve, but then it's lo yibchus mo b'Yisrael. Okay, that's a
Mechias. Yeah, but it also says Yaakov Hashem Achim. But it says that also Yaakov Hashem Achim.
There's another
thing. That pasuk also says Yaakov Hashem Achim parts.
And it says that if there's a b'chor asher teve.
Yom Hashem Achav Ameis.
Okay.
It also says, but that's the Hakamas Shem. The pasuk says Yom Hashem Achav Ameis.
That's Hakamas Shem.
What does it mean? Yom Hashem Achav Ameis. That's the pasuk describes that the Bechor is going to be the Hakamas Shem.
I don't agree with you because that's it for Hayah Bechor. But the mitzvah Yibum has nothing to do with having a child. Because Tzitz well, is
why is that more mashmir the psukim that there's like another mystical Hakamas Shem?
Because the pasuk explicitly
describes it differently.
They says.
Who's choosing to reject the possibilities by choice? Not that he does, not that it's 100% like that you
only and he stops here, he's also rejecting, but that's not cool. That's then he's a tzaddik,
maybe that is rejecting a little bit.
According to Tavis Ishita, this is what we're gonna have to argue because this is where. Taivis and the Ritva disagree. But let's look at the Maramikaivis and so that everyone knows what we're arguing about.
Rebbe, I want to point out this Taisus never says mitzvah. He says Ha'ara is Kinyan.
Yeah, but
Kinyan.
No, he says mitzvah. He does say mitzvah. But let's get
where?
Show you in a second. But in other words, just to finish the thought. So I was trying to say, so you're arguing with me. Good. I'm glad you're arguing with me. That since the there is some Hakama Shem, so therefore you can answer Rav Elchanan's kasha by saying that the accomplishment is our Hakama Shem. Okay.
Just a Matthias question. Does Rebbe know somewhere that Ha'ara they can't become pregnant? I mean, if the guy's Mazria
Ha'ara means you don't even have Zara comes out.
Who said that?
Me. That's Ha'ara means. Ha'ara means that just that the Aver. Touch it goes on the body.
If the person is Mazriel with the Aver going in just enough for Ara, that could become pregnant. I mean,
but Ara doesn't even have to have any Zara coming out.
But it could be. It could be.
But it doesn't have to be. So you're Mikhaim the Mitzah with Ara. But Ara just means, okay, I think Ara means without the Zara. Okay,
I believe the Gemara assumes that Ha'ara, there's no chances. There's no Zera. Modern science might say differently. Okay, so
Mitzias definitely says differently.
Okay, so you know when a lot of things Mitzias and Halacha don't match. But I think in the Gemara and Shas, it's assumed that Ha'ara, there's no Leida, there's no.
Okay, let's learn this thesis in Andaf Chav. So Rav Elchanan. There says that this Tzivus on Daf Chav proves that he's right. Now, he wants to say that the mitzvah, the kinyan causes the mitzvah. What Mora says on Daf Chav that Chai Ve'lavim Midiraisa there's Yibum because Esay Deichel also say, but there's Exera Bia Rishaina Ato Bia Shnia. Because only essay, there's only a mitzvah essay for Bia Rishayna. There's no mitzvah essay for Bia Shnia. Therefore, Bia Shnia is aser. But there's a gzera, if we're going to allow Bia Rishayna, you're going to make a mistake and think Bia Shnia is also mutter. Therefore, with Mitzvah Rabbanan, you can't do Yibum. Says Taisis. Lav Dafka Nakat Bia Shnia. I'm reading Taisis. I'm Chav Mambeis. Chav. Amid Bey's Diri Masko Atta. Lav Dafka Nakat Biashnia. The Gemara says, Exam is Atta Biashnia, because Biashnia is Osir. The Gemara could have said better. So I feel Gemara Biashnia Osir. Because even the Gemara B'Yerushalayim Aser, why is Gemara B'Yerushalayim Aser? Meaning that there's no mitzvah in the Gemara B'Yerushalayim, right? Now, in order to get a mitzvah, in order to be mutter, you need essay daicha lausa say. Says Taisvis, there's no essay by the Gemara B'Yerushalayim, and therefore, there's no essay daicha lausa say. How do I know there's no mitzvah? Right, so you see, Rav Meltzer, Rav Nosson, Taiv is kasha that there's no mitzvah. Otherwise, he would have no kasha. Taiv says, how do I know there's no mitzvah? Because the Yavama is nikkes ba'ara. Because the Yavama is nikkes ba'ara. So says Rav Ochanan, you see from Taiv's that the mitzvah is the result of the kinyan. Because Taisus proves that the kinyan, the mitzvah, finishes by the hara, from the fact that you get your kinyan by the hara. So obviously, that the Taisus must hold that the mitzvah is to do the kinyan. So therefore, if you get your kinyan by hara, you get the mitzvah by hara. Right? That's Rav Ochanan's raya.
Why can't you split kinyan and the mitzvah? Your kohen as a wife. But you don't get the mitzvah.
Because so that's an achinami. You could. But obviously, Taivis doesn't hold that way. Because otherwise, then Taivis would not have a kasha. So Rav Ochanan says that Zemin, the form that Taivis holds, that the mitzvah is the kinyan. Since that the mitzvah is the kinyan, you can't split the two. Well, so that's shot in Taivis' kasha. Taivis' kasha is, it says that the kinyan comes with the ara. And I know this Taivis doesn't speak out, but this Rav Ochanan is saying Shanatizes. I know that the mitzvah is a kinyan. So if the mitzvah, if the kinyan, if they come with the ara, so then the mitzvah comes with the ara. So Memeida, the Gemara here makes no sense. Okay.
Right? The Rebbe's going to want to say that maybe Tosfos is just a siman. He's bringing it as a... That the kinyan is a simon that a mitzvah was done, but the mitzvah was the bia.
Right. In other words, the way I said is that the kinyan is a reward for the mitzvah, because really you didn't have das to be kind of. So why do you get a kinyan? So the kinyan is tashlumim for the mitzvah. So of course, if the kinyan came about already, then obviously the mitzvah came about. So Rav Ochanan, I don't see at any raya whatsoever from Taisus. I don't know what Rav Ochanan, he is coming out Fuki something else. I don't know. But if you say like me, there's no raya whatsoever. And as Enochinami, you see from Taisus that the mitzvah and kinyan are connected. That you definitely see. You definitely see from our Taisus too, that the mitzvah and the kinyan are connected and they're inseparable. But you don't see which one causes which. If you learn Pshat and Taisus that the mitzvah causes the kinyan, then Taisus is also just as good, because if the mitzvah causes a kinyan, so Taisus has a perfect raya. That why did you get a, how did you get a kinyan? The only way you could have gotten a kinyan is you got a mitzvah. So there's no raya from Taisus.
Why does Taisus have to even address the kinyan portion according to Rebbe? Why does he need that?
And according to Rav Ochanan, why does he address the kinyan portion?
Isn't that how
that's the mechanism.
I don't care. Why does he? I have to get into the mechanism. The Rav Ochanan is a chiddush that the mitzvah is a kinyan. So why does Taisus get involved in that? Because should just say the mitzvah.
Taisus already told us that once you have kinyan, you have clarity. There's no more steps. That mitzvah's memela. Everything's memela. According to Rebbe, we don't have to get involved in it. It's very nice, but we don't have to get involved in it.
The real answer is not like the real answer is that Taisus doesn't quote that the mitzvah is behara, because there's no source anywhere that says that. That the mitzvah is hara. So Taivis couldn't quote it because there's no such source. There is a Beferish of Mishnah and Daphnun Gimel that says you're kind of with the hara. That's a Mishnah. So Taivis is quoting the source. That's why Taivis does it. If you see the Misara Sashas, quotes Nun Gimel. There's a Beferish of Mishnah that says the Kinyan comes with the hara. Taisus now, based on that, is proving that the mitzvah comes with the hara. Now, how does Taisus prove it? He doesn't say. So according to Rav Ochanan, he proves it because the mitzvah has to be the kinyan is a mitzvah, and according to me, because the mitzvah caused the kinyan. But Tavis brings the kinyan because he has to bring the kinyan, because that's the only place where it says in Shas that ha'ara is good enough. The weird
I understand the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be limiting the Bia because of what? He's only allowed to do the first Kenyan, and after that it's also
allowed to do with what the mitzvah is. Because there's a Losa say. There's a Grusha to come in Egypt. There's an Israel Lav. Every second you do Bia, you're over another Lav. You continue the Bia. So So there's a lav to having a bia with a grusha. The midiraisa is mutter, because essay doich elosa say. So it's only mutter for when you have an essay. So Tavis, the Gemara says, so the second bia, there's no essay, so it's not mutter. So Tavis says, even the Gemara bia has no essay, because you're yaitze the mitzvah with the ha'ara. So once you got past the ha'ara, there's no mitzvah anymore. If you stop, you 100% fulfill the mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah. So then
the Yavam is only doing mitzvah for the first bia or the first amira. That's it. There's no mitzvah after that. What? To stay married to her. There's no mitzvah to stay married to her.
Yes, that's what Taisus says. That's the Farish and Taisus. That the only mitzvah Yibam is to do ha'ara. After that, you can divorce her. You can do. There's no mitzvah whatsoever in staying married to her.
Why, in a regular case of Yibam, does he stay married? Shouldn't there be an
Israel? It doesn't have to.
Israel Shazak is removed.
Shazak is Hutra. But that's
Hutra forever. But the mitzvah is only the first B or the first Meir.
That's Shazak is Hutra. But here we have an Isser Grusha. Grusha is not Hutra. Grusha, you need Essay Daichelos Essay. So since you need for the Grusha, you need Essay Daichelos, so say. So it's only mutter in the time of the essay. So therefore, Taisa says, after the Ara, there's no essay anymore. Right? So that's very interesting. Let's try and connect what we were talking. If you look in the Ritva, I think I did send, right? The Ritva says, he brings Taisus. The Ritva says, where is the Ritva? I'm sorry, I read the wrong page. Okay, the Ritva says, it's in the end of the first page of the Ritva, four lines from the bottom. Umiyu, Bia Rishaina Kula Shari. It's arguing with Taisus. The Abal Gav, the Yavim Kone Ba'ara, Ki Isa the Kamen Mechilta, Mikola Gom, Ein Akama Zera, and a Migmar Bia. So there is both saying, interesting enough, that we split, seemingly, simple pshah there is both, is that you split the Kenyan and the Mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah, the kinyan is ha'ara, but the mitzvah is hakama zera, because the pasuk says, he reads the pasuk. The pasuk clearly says that the mitzvah is hakama zera, and logically, like Aaron Hirschberg was saying, you can't get hakama zera without a gmar bia. You need to have to attempt to have hakama zera. But if you did ha'ara, there's not even an attempt. So there's no shaychis to hakama zera. So therefore, the mitzvah, says the ritva, ein achinami, it says over there in Dafnun Gimel, that the kinyan comes with the ha'ara, but that's not the mitzvah, right? So the ritva, seemingly, I mean, we'll have to read the footnote. The footnote is a whole giant footnote. But the simple Ritva is arguing with Artaisis, both of Artaisis. Artaisis says that the Kinyan and the Mitzvah overlap. They're inseparable. Rabbi Chanan says they're inseparable because the Kinyan causes the Mitzvah And I said they're inseparable because the mitzvah causes a kinyan. But the Ritva says that meant the fun, they're separate. It's mukhlof, they're separate. Because the kinyan, the Gemara says on Nun Gimel, the kinyan is a ha'ara. And the mitzvah, we read the pasuk. The pasuk says, I come as that.
So according to the Ritva, would Bia Shnei also be mitzvah if she didn't come pregnant with Birshchana?
The potential of Akama Zara. You can't say Bia Shnei is mitzvah because that's against the Gemara. Gemara says Zara Bia Rishayna Ato Bia Shnei.
So that's, what is that saying? That's saying it's a problem because of that?
Therefore, you're not allowed. The Gemara says you're by an almana, a grusha, a coin hedgin, you're only allowed to do Bia Rishayna because there's a mitzvah. And you have Esay Deichalot to say. You're not allowed to do Bia Shnia because there's no Esay anymore.
What's the Atzu? What's the Atzu saying?
Because now we made a Xeira Derabbanan since Bia Rishnia is Aser, so we're nervous you'll come to make a mistake, and therefore we are made
the
Aser even Bia Rishnia.
Therefore he has to Chalitza.
Yeah, the Chalitza. So Taisa says that it's a much better Xeira. It's not only that he's going to make a mistake, that if your master be a Rishayna, he's going to come to do be a Shnia, which is a whole different Bia, but it's a much better Xera. Because if your master Ha'ara, he's going to come to do a drop more than Ha'ara. And a drop more than Ha'ara, then he's also, because there's no essay after the Ha'ara. So the Xera says, Taibis is much better than what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the Xera is be a Rishayna, not to be a Shnia. What the Gemara should have said is Zera Ha'ara atu Gemar Bia. Much better Zera. But Taisus puts down that Midaraisa Gemar Bia is Aser. The Ritva, keeping the Gemara Kipshuto, is saying that Gemar Bia Rishayna is Mutter.
What does that mean? Could Rebbe explain what that means, that a person gets a Kenyan, but he didn't do either the whole mitzvah or part of the mitzvah. And that's what comes out to be, right?
John and Dices. We'll see in the Mr. Footnotes. We're going to discuss. But simple shot in the Ritva is they got no mitzvah. The Kenyan and the mitzvah are unrelated.
So that, as I'm asking, what does unrelated mean? He got a Kenyan. Kenyan means what? He was kind of Isha Alsa Maisa. That the Torah gave him this Kenyan.
Torah made a Kenyan Yiba.
What does that mean?
That when you have Bia with a Yavama who is Kuka to you, she becomes Nikanasa Ki Ishto Lachol Davar. You get a Kenyan. The Zika is transformed into a Kenyan.
Not because of a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah.
Because of the mitzvah. You didn't get the mitzvah yet.
If he was commanded to do that.
He was commanded to do the Hakama Shem. But
he wasn't commanded. He can't get to that second part yet.
He can't get to there. Fine. But according to the Ritva, the mitzvah is Hakama Shem. And the Gemara says you're kind of with Ha'ara. And I mean, Ha'ara, you don't have the mitzvah. So the Ritva is learning something which our Taisis clearly did not hold up. That the, in other words, there's an issue here that something has to give. something's not radical. Right, the Gemara, there's a Beferish of Mishnah that says that you're kind of with Ha'ara. That's a Beferish of Mishnah in the beginning of the sixth parak. It says in the Mishnah, if you look on the Mishnah, it says, Abo Yevimto, Beim Yishayge, Beim Yemayzim, Echad Agoymer, Echad Ama'ara, Echad Agoymer, Kana. You know, Chidik, Beim Bia to Bia. So it's Beferish in the, and even Rashi says it means even Bia Shalka Darka, right? In other words, even if you do a Bia, which has no ability whatsoever for her to become pregnant, right? Bia Shalka Darka, sure, you can't become pregnant. Ha'ara, you can't become pregnant. There's no shaykhis to pregnancy. The din is that you're kind of the fairish omission. On the other hand, the Pasuk, seemingly, the simple reading of the Pasuk, like Aaron Hertzberg said, it's definitely right, the simple reading, seems to say that the mitzvah needs Hakama Shem, which means having a child. So there's two different approaches. The Ritva's approach is, Zetman the fun, that the kinyan and the mitzvah have nothing to do with each other.
Maybe it's a hechsher mitzvah. Is that what? Is that?
A second. That's the ritva.
The kinyan from a so that's from mamzer.
The kinyan you get with ha'ara, and the mitzvah you have to wait till you get the gemar bia. The taisis apparently says, oh, that's daichik. Taisis holds that the kinyan and mitzvah are interconnected. Again, we don't know which way they're interconnected. Is it because the mitzvah causes a kinyan or the kinyan causes a mitzvah? But he holds that they're interconnected. Therefore, he has to say that you get the mitzvah. So Taivis have to say a different daichik. That even though the mitzvahs are come and shame, you get the mitzvah with ara. Right? So it's something has to give. Either you say the daichik of the ritva, that the mitzvah and the kinyan are separate, or you say the daichik of Taivis, that you get the mitzvah with ha'ara.
How is the ritva important in this discussion connected Rav Elchanan?
What?
How is this ritva a raya against Rav Elchanan?
Not a raya against Rav Elchanan. No,
it isn't. So who cares whether we have a machlekes over here? We're just dealing with Taisis.
Because the question that I was arguing with Aaron Hertzberg, which was a very interesting question, is the ritva is against Taisis. How can you say the mitzvah comes right away? There's no akam shame. And the pasuk clearly says the mitzvah is akam shame. Now, the question is, what is Taisis' response to the ritzvah? That's the million-dollar shayla. Right? That is the million-dollar shayla. I'll say it again because that's the million-dollar shayla. The ritzvah says to Taisis. Taisis says, the kinyan and the mitzvah, the kinyan comes at ha'ara, therefore the mitzvah must also come with ha'ara. Says the ritva, the taifas, that's absurd. The pasuk says the mitzvah is hakam and shame, and there's no hakam and shame with ha'ara. So what are you talking about? So now, how does taifas respond to that question? Here is where myself and Aaron Hertzberg have a vehement machleket, mamish. So I was saying that Taisa's response is, listen, I know Kabbalah. I know what Hakam Hashem is. Zemin, the fun, that somehow or another there's a mystical Hakam Hashem with Ara. You can't become pregnant. Even you, Ritva, agree that you have Hakam Hashem without becoming pregnant, because you don't have to become pregnant. You just, even according to the Ritva, you just need Gemar Bia. So you just need potential. So even a starting potential somehow makes Hakam Hashem. Somehow or another, you get Hakam Hashem with Ara. That's what I say, Taivis says. I don't understand it. Tough luck on you. Aaron Hertzberg says, no, that's ridiculous. And Taivis would have to agree with the Ritva that there is no Hakam Hashem. And Taivis will have to say that the mitzvah is not Hakam Hashem. It's not true. That's not the mitzvah. Right? Then, now this has everything to do with what we were talking about. Because according to Aaron Hertzberg, then Rav Elchanan is right. My whole answer to Rav Elchanan's kasha, of why it's not a mitzvah bo b'aveira, is because I'm saying, because you're getting the result of Hakam Hashem. But according to Aaron Hertzberg, there is no result of Hakam Hashem, because Ha'ara cannot make Hakam Hashem. So that's it is possible, for all I know, that the machlekes between myself and Aaron Hertzberg is the machlekes between myself and Rav Elchanan. And Rav Elchanan felt that if you have to find a result, the only possible result that you can find is kinyan. You can't say the result is Hakam Hashem, because like Aaron Hertzberg, there is no Hakam Hashem. The lady just hara. Hara doesn't make Hakam Hashem. So you can't say there's a result, you got Hakam Hashem. But I say that, of course, there's a result of Hakam Hashem. The pasuk. Taivis is not going to argue with the result. So therefore, Taivis will have to say that this is Hakam Hashem.
But if it's another mitzvah, not Hakam Hashem, so my friends, it's the same thing.
Before you say, I just want to make sure everyone, including before you ask questions. So that's why this is connected, right? This is very, very much connected, because based on the million-dollar shayla of how Taisus defends himself to answer the Ritva is whether or not we can say there's Hakama Shein with Hara, which would be depending on whether or not we can answer, argue with Rav Elchanan. If you think Sar in Herzberg, then I cannot argue with Rav Elchanan because there is no result, because there's no Hakama Shein. But if you say like me, then I could argue with Rav Elchanan. Okay. Anyway, I caught everyone.
Is Rebbe saying the coin to Rav Elchanan that since the Kenyan makes the mitzvah, he'll get the mitzvah even if it's not a Hakama Shein?
I didn't say necessarily. Yeah, I said I don't know. I just said that it's possible. In other words, Rav Elchanan, in order to answer his kasha, a mitzvah above Avera says you have to find a result. What's the result that he found? That there's a kinyan. I said to Rav Elchanan, forget about the result of the kinyan. Maybe the kinyan comes later. And that's not part of the mitzvah. And therefore you can't say that there's a result of the kinyan because the kinyan only comes after the mitzvah. The first you got to get a mitzvah and then you can get the kinyan. So you can't use the result of the kinyan. But the result is Hakama Shein. Now, for some reason, Rav Elchanan didn't say like me.
But Rebbe's saying that it doesn't have to be a Hakama Shein. It could be another mitzvah. There's another mitzvah out there besides a Hakama Shein. Rebbe was theorizing that there's some other mitzvah.
No, I don't know. But I'm saying it's a mitzvah bein adam lechaveiro. It's a, you're doing something for the brother. It just the words are Hakama Shein. The different words.
Then it's that.
Accomplishment. You're doing something to help the brother. You're yakim beis achiv. So I say that's an accomplishment. That answers Rav Elchanan's kasha. So we're saying that if you would hold like Aaron Herzberg, then you understand why Rav Elchanan didn't agree with me. Because Aaron Herzberg says that the only mitzvah that we find is Hakama Shein. And Hakama Shein, it does not exist unless there's children. Therefore, you can't say that there's a result of Hakama Shein. How come Bataiva says there's a mitzvah? And the Pasuk says the mitzvah is Hakama Shein. So I heard they're going to have to tell me that Taiva's holds the mitzvah is not Hakama Shein. I know, to me, that sounds horrendous. So I say, Zemin Defun, the mitzvah is Hakama Shein, and somehow or another, you get Hakama Shein. Right?
But I understand how that has to be totally in the mechlekes with Rav Elchanan. If the mitzvah is Hakama Shein and that has to be the mitzvah and you get it, then you can get it anyway. Then it will work on Rav Elchanan and it will work on Rebbe's side. If the mitzvah is not Hakama Shein, then it also can work on both sides.
No. If the mitzvah is not Hakama Shein, then you could say that the mitzvah is just a maisa, like shaking a lulav, and then there'd be a problem of mitzvah above Avera. The mitzvah is just to do. Rav Elchanan's kasha was, why isn't the yibum? It's
theoretical of another thing being accomplished besides the kinyan.
No, not accomplished. If you say accomplished, by definition, it's accomplished. If you don't say that the mitzvah is Hakama Shein, then you could assume that the mitzvah has nothing to do with accomplishing anything. And the mitzvah is just to do a ma'isa bia. Just like there's a mitzvah.
And then you have a problem. And then you have a problem
So then that's why Rav Elchanan had to come up with an accomplishment of the kinyan. But if you say like what I think is a pashtus, is that of course Taisus agreed that the mitzvah is Hakama Shein, because that's a pasuk. The Ritva is quoting a pasuk. When the Ritva is attacking Taisus, he's attacking Taisus based on the pasuk. The pasuk says the mitzvah is Hakama Shein. So the Ritva says to Taivis, how can you tell me there's a mitzvah behara? The mitzvah is Hakama Shein. So I think that Taivis' answer has to be that Zetmin the Fun, that the Hara makes Hakama Shein. You don't think so, because you don't know what Hakama Shein means. You know what Hakama Shein means. You know, it's some kind of mystical, you know. I'll bring you a riot, it's mystical, because the dead husband, he had beer with his wife for 15 years, and he didn't get Hakama Shein. And now when the Yavim has Bia one time with his wife, also no children, even according to the Ritva, no children, and you do get a come and shame. So it's not logical. There's nothing logical here. There's some mystical thing that by the death, by the Yavim doing Bia with this lady, he gives a come and shame, even though there's no children.
So there's no come and shame.
So I say, Toiva says to the Ritva, if you're ready to grant that there's a come and shame with no children, you never get pruvu without any children. So if you're ready to grant that there's a come and shame of children, you can have a come and shame with an aura too.
Yeah, that's like if he continues staying married to the woman and they continue to be until she gets pregnant and she has a kid, that none of that's a come and shame. A come and shame is just the first bia.
Mitzvah. Let's say a come and shame. Maybe there's some kind of puzzle. Hoya b'chor asher yitaved. That maybe that you have, but the mitzvah's yibum, which is called a common shame.
It's a shame for him to continue having bia until she gets pregnant.
There's no inyan whatsoever, no inyan. No one says such a thing. The only machlokes Toivus and the Ritva seems to be is if there's a mitzvah to do gemar bia. Everybody agrees there's no mitzvah to do more because that's the parish and the gemara.
The gemara says not to be a shnia, which is not a mitzvah.
Be a shnia is asur. First says the gzeira b'irishayna ought to be a shnia. Why is it? Well, the Gemara is definitely implying even if we know she didn't become pregnant, b'irishnia is asur.
While we're talking about that, isn't there a mitzvah for a kohen to be married to grusha, not just have bia with a grusha, but to marry to her?
No,
marries grusha. A regular kohen marries grusha, not yivam. He marries grusha and they never have bia. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do any avera.
Well, there's no marriage also.
So then what? Why would we say that he's allowed to be a Rishonim? Because as soon as he finishes being a Rishonim, he's going to be in a state of an Isser.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. You don't have to be Bekiyas.
Right,
but
that's Dafchav. We get Dafchav.
You don't have to be Dafchav. There's an is.
Shalai Kedarka, and if she can't have kids anymore, right? Let's say she's a Zakain, or she's already. I mean, we know all the cases. Like, why are we jumping only on Ha'ara? We have Bia Shalai Kedarka. We have a number of cases. Yes.
But Taisus, the Ritva seems to say that
that a Bia that you can't become pregnant is still a full mitzvah.
No, it doesn't say Beferish. You can't say that, buddy. Sorry.
I thought the Mishnah says
Beferish. That a bia that you're not that won't become pregnant is kinda.
It doesn't
say anywhere beferish that there's a mitzvah.
A bia shalai kedarka, we don't know if it's
says,
mitzvah.
It says on daf nun gimel that a bia every bia ha'ara gemar bia shedarka shalal kedarka are all kinda. That's all it says. Taisus, our taisus on daf kaf. Go there, and from there he concludes, just like your kaina, you have a kind of mitzvah, and there's no mitzvah anymore.
Is there a mitzvah if a woman can't have children anymore?
No, Tosfos Aleph says very clearly.
Is there a mitzvah if the woman can't have children anymore? If the woman
Aleph says there's no mitzvah if they can't have a kid, if they're not ready to have a kid.
There's no more mitzvah if she's above the age of a child?
Tosfos Aleph says beferish, there's no that there's only.
Wait, it has to be a real Einanus. What's that misquote?
On Yavo Asif Yadich Losa, he brings a Rivah, asks the question that Heich, the Siabim, that even Rishona Lekha Kamas James. So it's the Riv, Omer Riv, that's not a Kasha, because all that the Lob Eden Shate Ruin Lakamas James, Elo Shayavim, Vayavim, you Ruin Lakamas James. But the whole above is at the
beginning. If she's an older lady, there's still. That's still in
right. That's cool for the Shiloh. We don't know what Akamas James means. Rebbe's saying we don't know what Akamas
James. As long as she's not an Einanist. She's 90 years old. That makes it.
No, Tosa says
that means we know there's a mitzvah.
That's a whole. That's even worse.
What? That means we know there's a mitzvah. Tosa's
question. Tosa's started question was that how could keep it the Einish Misaberus of Bia Rishona, right? So then how could there be an Asay if there's no Hakamas Shem on the Bia Rishona because it's not going to be okay. Right.
The answer is that
you just see that they were Uila Hakamas Shem and the Lomantin and Ella Island is for Sarah in Roy Lindley the Olam, so they're completely out of
right. But we don't mind a Zakena, not a 90-year-old lady. She's not an, a 9-year old lady.
We're not matzina, but is there? But doesn't mean this, that there that you would have a siddur chlosas either.
No, there's a mitzvah. No, Rabbi, there's a full mitzvah by zekena.
Yeah, Saivet says it's only in Ismail, Ines, and it's
that means we have a case that there's a mitzvah even without a bia that you could be leleid from. We have a case beferish. So why are we picking only on Ha'ara?
Because this is where we're taking the case where Tisus and the Ritva argue. That's where they argue.
But Taka is it in anyone over the age of having children, that all those years, I'm saying, what's the halacha?
Maybe because a woman, you never know when she's going to have children. Sorry, Menu had a child when she was, 90? I don't know. So there's a, it's not Mufros. So the Machlaikas, Taivis and the Ritva was said by Ha'ara. Ha'ara is, I believe, when there's no Zara comes out, and it's definitely, there's no possibility under the sun. It's impossible to have a child. Also,
yeah, Tosus says Ha'ara alpha pisha in Mesaberis, but at the end of that Tosus.
So there's a, and that's where Tivis and the Ritva argue. The Ritva says that you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Ha'ara, and you get have to wait till you do something, a potential to get a pregnant. I would assume the Ritva would agree that with an old lady, you are making the mitzvah because you have potential to get pregnant. That's what I would
what
assume.
About my
well, they also have katana. They also have katana under three or something. They have a cotton of a katana, the gadlanu.
Okay, maybe the Ritva would say, in that case, well, there is no mitzvah. I don't know. Maybe. We don't know. We only deal with what it says. But it could very well be the Ritva would say that too. What I was more interested in was the shayla that we're saying, that what's called the million-dollar shayla. Why does Tosfos argue with, how does Tosfos argue with the Ritva? What does Tosfos answer back to the Ritva? The Ritva has a very good gasha. It says, how can you say there's a mitzvah with Ha'ara? You don't have a come shame.
I don't see why Rebbe needs it. Rebbe's proved already from Pesachim that Oina, There's no hakama shame. There's no going on. That was Rebbe's original kashan Rabbi Chanan. Rebbe didn't come up with that there's a mystical hakama shame when Rebbe asked the kashan Rabbi Chanan.
Yes, you're doing a result that by that mitzvah's ona. You're doing a result that you're making your wife happy. The mitzvah is to bring about the result that your wife is happy or feels treated like a wife. You're treating her like a wife, not like a slave.
Okay, so over here also, he's treating her nicely. Rebbe will say the same story, and that's it.
Of to treat your Yavama nicely. I don't know. I doubt if that's a mitzvah. So that result is not, I don't know. And by your wife, the Torah made a mitzvah to treat your wife like a wife. That she should feel that she's a wife. She's not just a maid. But you treat her like the wife. So that's a mitzvah. So there's a result. The question is there a result by Yibum? Rabbi Chanan, seemingly, the only result that he could come up with is Kenyan. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan held that if the mitzvah, the Kenyan comes, like I said, as a result of the mitzvah, which means that the mitzvah has to come first, then there would be a problem of mitzvah bav aveira. Because when the mitzvah comes, there's no result. So the Avera would stop the mitzvah from coming. I claim that of course the mitzvah comes about because you're bringing about Hakama Shem. So the argument against me is that how can you say the mitzvah comes about when Hakama Shem, when by Ha'ara there is no Hakama Shem? So I say Yashakaya. That's the Ritva's cash on Tisus. But obviously Tisus disagreed. So Tisus and I'm claiming, right? So it's a very nice.
Why did the Rabbi Chanan bring in the Gemara and Daf Chaf for? What was he bringing?
He did bring in the Gemara and Daf Chaf.
That he brought in Tisus Daf Chaf, right?
Yes.
What was his purpose of bringing?
Purpose, I don't understand for the why he brought him, because he's bringing Daf Chaf to prove that the mitzvah and the Kenyan are interconnected. Not like the Ritva, but he doesn't shrug up my possibility that the mitzvah, that the kinyan mitzvah causes the kinyan.
Is it possible what by bringing in Daf Chof that he really means like Aaron Hirschberg? Therefore, because of that?
No, it's not. He doesn't. I don't think he's bringing it. He's just bringing in that Taisa says, Taisa brings a raya that the kinyan, the mitzvah's right away because the kinyan's right away. So he's bringing a raya that Taisa is not hold like the ritva.
Right, but it seems like elsewhere he's taking as a pasha that the kinyan comes first and then the mitzvah.
Right, so that I don't know how he knows that. In other words, there are three choices. There's the ritva, that the mitzvah and the kinyan are not connected. There's the Rav Ochanan, that the kinyan causes a mitzvah. And there's me, or Rav Lazer Gordon, I think, that's what he seems to say, that the mitzvah causes the kinyan. So Rav Ochanan is bringing a raya from Taisus correctly, that Taisus does not hold of the ritva. He doesn't hold that you can split the mitzvah and the kinyan. Okay, that's a valid raya from that Taisus. That you see from our Taisus. But you don't see between the two choices whether the kinyan causes the mitzvah or the mitzvah causes the kinyan, that you don't see.
So unless he
what about the mandamar says
unless he holds the mitzvah zakamashim, and therefore you see that the kinyan causes the mitzvah.
What?
Unless Taki he holds, like on Hertzberg, that the mitzvah is zakamashim, and therefore it must be that the kinyan causes the mitzvah. The mitzvah would be causing akama shame if not for the kinyan.
If the mitzvah is akama shame, kinyan doesn't make akama shame.
No, I'm saying that the only other alternative is that the mitzvah causes akama shame. And therefore, if you don't say the kinyan causes the mitzvah, you're stuck with nothing and you don't have an answer to the ritzvah.
Because he might hold, that's exactly what I said, he might hold that even Taivis has to agree with the ritzvah, that there is no akama shame. Therefore, there is no, in order to answer, it's very beautiful. In order to answer Rav Ochanan's kasha on Psochim, you have to say that there's a result. What's the result? So Rav Ochanan found the result that there's a kinyan. But that's only if the kinyan causes a mitzvah. If the mitzvah causes a kinyan, so then you can't say the reason the mitzvah is because of the result, because the result comes after the mitzvah. First, you got to have a mitzvah so that you couldn't work that way. So Rav Ochanan said that the result is a kinyan. Now, I said the result is a common shame. It could be that Rav Ochanan argued, hold like Aaron Hertzberg, that the receiver of the ritva says that there's no a common shame until you become pregnant or until you do these gemar bia. So there's no akama shame. You can't say that result. So what's the mitzvah? Zemin the fun, the mitzvah has nothing to do with akama shame. And the mitzvah, it could be just a maisa bia. So therefore, that's why Rav Ochanan felt he had a raya to say that he had to find the result. The only potential result could be is that the kinyan causes a mitzvah. Because otherwise, there is no result. That's snapshot and why Tosfos argues with the ritva, because I don't think that's logical. Because when Mechina Mikvah and Aaron Hertzberg, I don't think he's right. And I think that Tosfos obviously has to agree with the ritva that the mitzvahs are come a shame. And it's much more mistava to say that Tosfos holds that you have a come a shame with Ara. Just like even the ritva says you have a come a shame with Mar Bia, even though there's no child yet. And therefore, there, you could answer Rav Ochanan. So by saying that your accomplishment is a common shame.
What about by Maimer? Tosus on David Chas says that in the Mandamer, if you hold the Maimer also Kinyan Gomer, there is no Bitzel Mitzvah Sibum. I think by the Zayas Maimer Vikman, Zayas Maimer Vikman, there's no Bitzel Mitzvah Sibum, even though there's no Bia Bachal there.
No Kinyan, no Kinyan.
No, there's no Bitzel Mitzvah Sibum by doing that. Even though if it's a Kinyan Gomer afterwards.
And he said, you get a mitzvah from Maimer?
He just says, it's not, there's no bitzel mitzvah sibum.
I don't know.
So, but after your kona, he's still now shayef to do the mitzvah ali de bia, that's after there's already nasik issue with whole number of people.
Maybe. I mean, according to the ritva, after ha'ara, you still have to do bia to get the mitzvah.
But the ritva also has, even without his other sphere of the Yabo is Mashra.
Maisa, let's just summarize. And then, so it comes out very nice. It comes out as follows, just to summarize. We have a Chakira. Now, there are three choices. The ritva says the mitzvah and the kinyan are separable. That Rav Ochanan is definitely right, that our Taisus and Taisus and Afchav clearly say the mitzvah and the kinyan come together. We have a chakira. Is it the mitzvah that causes the kinyan, or the kinyan causes the mitzvah? Rav Ochanan says it happens to be, if you look yourself, I don't think we're going to have time to do it. I don't know. I don't know. It will be Sunday. You look at that Rav Chaim that I sent you about a minute before Shir. Rav Chaim brings this chakira. So it's not so crazy. It's not such a crazy chakira. Rav Chaim seems to bring this chakira, whether the mitzvah causes a kinyan or the kinyan causes a mitzvah. So Rav Ochanan brings a raya that the kinyan causes a mitzvah because he wants to make that it's not a mitzvah bar b'aveira. The only way he can make that it's not a mitzvah bar b'aveira is that preceding the mitzvah, you have a result. That the mitzvah is a result. If the mitzvah is a result, so then there's no mitzvah bar b'aveira. If you say the kinyan causes the mitzvah, so then since the mitzvah is the result, there's no mitzvah bar b'aveira. If you say the mitzvah is a bia and the kinyan is memeira, so then there would be a mitzvah bar b'aveira. We argue by saying that there's a different result. Instead of saying the mitzvah is a kinyan, you can say the mitzvah is a kama shame. So that would depend on how you explain on the point of contention that with Taivis and the Ritva. If you say that Taivis agrees with the Ritva, there's no Akama Shame, so you get the Gemara Bia, so then my answer is wrong. But if you say that the point of contention is that's Kuba where Taivis disagrees with the Ritva, and Taivis says that obviously there is Akama Shame even in the Gemara, in the Ahara, so then my answer would work. So the chakira of what is in the kuda that Taiv is arguing with the Ritva, is he arguing that he says that you can have a kama shame with a hara, or is he arguing by saying that the mitzvah is not a kama shame, would determine whether you can say maibshat or Rebbe, or like Rebbe Ochanan.
I didn't read
the Ritva carefully. Seemingly, you do not get a mitzvah without Shalom Kedarka. Just like
he doesn't have a Seder Chalosa say. So he can't do in the first place. There's no mitzvah.
There's no mitzvah.
So how does Katan every other case? Every case that Tosfos talks about the Amar Aleph, all these cases are beferish.
What's beferish? It didn't say you
get a what?
There's your kind of there. Doesn't say you get a mitzvah.
So how can he go ahead and
if the Gzeira Shav is on Yavo,
it's not a Seder Chalosa say.
You're only allowed to do, and there's not an essay Dechalosa say. Ain't a chinami. To be an essay Dechalosa, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. If it'd be a Grush or a Kohen Hedjad, you couldn't do that.
The drusha that we make for our Ara is Yavo Yavo from Mamzer to Lo Yavo Bakal Hashem and Yavam Yavo Allah. But that's the mitzvah, isn't it? It's hard to hear a little bit like. We're reading into the language of the pasuk that dictates the mitzvah that yavo includes ara, but that's not there's no mitzvah.
I mean, you're asking on the ritva.
Yeah, so a little
if
bit.
Read the ritva footnote.
Trying to say, well, it's not major, but like
footnote says a different shot in the ritva.
No, but how do you
footnote says dodges this the footnote time? Wants to say that it could be hold that there are two mitzvahs, but that's not the pasuk shot in the ritva. That's the debate. Maybe there are, of course, there is both holds that there's a mitzvah, but they hold that there's two mitzvahs. Okay, I don't know. Okay, do me a favor, read the footnote on the ritva, read the Rav Chaim, but I think it's beautiful. I happen to think it really is beautiful. I think it's Baruch Hashem, it's a very nice thing. I don't know if we're going to continue with this or we'll stop and start something new. I'll think about it, but okay. But you should read the footnote on the Ritva. It could be we're going to read the footnote on the Ritva. Very interesting footnote on the Ritva. So I probably want to read it, I suspect.
If Gemara Bia is a mitzvah, so then why isn't the Bia Shira also a mitzvah?
Was a very big Dabba Chalka, but I have to tell
us. How does the footnote
spark? That was a story of showing off, being about Gaiva. The Rav Yaffin wrote his Sefer, and I had a Chabura on a piece of his. And I wrote him a letter. I had a kasha, and one of the things he wrote in his sefer, and I wrote him a letter. I never met him. But I wrote him a letter with the kasha. Another
Rabbi Yaakov.
What?
Rabbi Yaakov?
The Rabbi Yaakov, the one who wrote the footnotes on the Ritva. It's a very beautiful sefer, the Ritva with the footnotes on Yavamis. It's almost a sefer by itself.
This is the cookbook.
It's like five sfarim by itself.
This is the cookbook, Rabbi?
The cookbook?
Yeah, the cook Rambam?
Yes. Yes, it's two volumes on Yavamis. And I think it's written for Aaron to happen. He was the Rosh Hashiva in the Mir, I think. I don't remember. So he wrote, it was a Chasra person. So I remember I had a Chabura and I sent him. So the Shiva came to Israel one year. And the Shiva told me he was, Rav Yaffin was on the plane. And he told him that the best Ha'ara he got in his Sefer was from a guy in Chofetz Chaim. Okay. But he didn't tell me the answer.
Maybe someone else wrote a letter.
All right, I know. But Rashida taught it to me. So I assume he was telling it to me. You know, he was telling it to me. That Rashida told Rashida that there was a guy from Chofetz Chaim. So, you know, so I got very good. I gave Rashida nachas. I got myself nachas. But the Maisa, he was a big gadol. It's a very beautiful sefer. So he has a very interesting footnote here on the... on this Ritva, which probably pays to read, you know, it's a long footnote, you know, it probably pays to read it. I think I like to read it for 2 months. But you, the Rav Chaim, you can read yourself. It's a very interesting Rav Chaim, short and sweet. Rav Chaim Stencil, it's not the regular Rav Chaim. It's, I don't know, it's a different person, Rav Chaim Stencil. Okay. All right, Shikayach, everybody. Okay, have a good Shabbos.
Have a good
job. Thank you, Robbie. Good night.